Hello, and welcome to the Own Your Intuition podcast. My name is Kelly Rich, and I am your host. I'm an intuitive soul reader, seeress, writer, and educator. The Own Your Intuition podcast is a place where you will discover conversations on intuition, spirituality, women's health and wellness, and a sprinkling of business guidance for entrepreneurs, creators, and healers who believe in serving from their hearts for the greater good of all beings everywhere. My intention with this show is you either learn something new, you hear something that sparks a deep remembrance inside of you, or you simply receive a healing that helps you to awaken your intuition and the truth within you. To work with me in a one-on-one capacity, in a mentorship, my online school, or an event, go to my website, thekellyrich.com. And of course, you can stay connected on Instagram at thekellyrich. From my heart to yours, thank you for being here. This is the Own Your Intuition podcast. Running a business is a spiritual quest. It's a brave thing to look at your business as a mirror into your own personal essence, your own energy. Your business will mirror back to you how you show up to life and how you avoid life. Your business is a perfect reflection of you. Why do you do what you do? Why do what you do really? I think it's really hard to shake people awake when they do not want to be awakened. It can feel like your energy is being poured into the wrong spaces and places. I do believe there is a time and a season that comes for us all where we are asked to pay attention to the ones that can hear us, to speak to them, to talk to them, to shine your light. I have the most magnificent sunflowers I've ever seen in front of me right now. No lie. There's a massive bunch of them in this crystal container that I love. And there are all these different shades of yellow and gold. And I thought that maybe I would separate them and spread them all over the house in all these little vases and containers and things that I have and I've collected over the years. But no, they needed to be together. They were really clear. No, we are family. We are this collective consciousness that grew together. We're blooming together. And now we're here with you together as this unit. This episode feels like a little bit of my insights that I've received from these sunflowers. If you've been around for a while, you know I have a deep, deep love for flowers and plants. And I receive a lot of medicine simply by being around flowers and plants and things that are in nature, wild. But flowers really do hold a special place in my heart. These are the type of sunflowers that were grew by a real person who doesn't live far from me. They weren't mass produced. They didn't travel by airplane or corporation truck. And because of that, they hold a very different essence. A strong essence. The love and the care that went into them, growing them, nurturing them, supporting their life cycle, this is palpable. If you're sensitive, which you likely are, if you're listening to this podcast, you can feel this. You can feel the energy that goes into things, that goes into businesses. And yeah, that goes into plants and flowers, which, to be honest, it's a business as well. I purchased these sunflowers from a real person who happens to have a business that sells flowers. The essence of how these beings were cultivated and tended to is actually written in their leaves, and their essence of cultivation drips from their petals. Your business and everything you create is just like the sunflower that I adore. How you show up really matters. How you weave the earth and the cycles of life into your business really matters. How you tend to the roots and the way things die in your business, this matters. How you sow your seeds matters. What seeds you tend to matters. How you honor your intuition of where to put your seeds, where to put your time and your energy matters. Knowing where to pour your essence, your sweet nectar, is probably one of the most valuable things you could ever understand. Because without that, without knowing where to put your essence, your nectar, your sweetness, your uniqueness, what do you have? What is left? The sunflower mirrors back to us this strong yet soft message that we must shine our light. You must do it. No, not for fame, not for personal gain. No. No. You don't know when your last drop of your sweet nectar, of your essence, will dry up. To me, when we take our last breath, our essence, the nectar, the physicality of our energy. In Ayurveda, we call it ojas, and which is like nectar. And also agni, your fire, where your essence lives as well. When ojas dries up, when the fire goes out, you transition from your body. You know, that's the mystery of life. We don't know when that's going to happen. So we bloom while we can. We rebirth ourselves and embrace what needs to die in our lives and within us while we can. We learn how to embrace the decay. We learn how to sow our seeds. We learn how to listen, truly listen to our hearts. Not just for or within our business, but in our lives. Because how we live our life is really tethered and tied to how we live and operate within our business. You know, if the sunflower doesn't fully bloom and have a complete life cycle, it's not usually wise to blame the sunflower that's not blooming. We need to tend to the soil, reflect on how we nurtured the sunflower, the roots, the environment, the overall care. Your business is the same. If something doesn't bloom, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay if it doesn't bloom exactly how you want it. You're learning. You're learning how to tend to the garden that is your business. Truly. So many people want to bloom really fast. If you're one of these people, grow something. Grow something. Even if it's like a simple herb garden hanging out of a windowsill. Learn the life cycle. See leaves die. See how you pick some of the herbs and you transform their energy into a salad or a dish and you consume them. Their energy transforms. New sprouts come. Some plants die, begin again. You don't know how to water it. You don't know how to tend to it. So you learn. You learn the cycle. You learn how to slow down, to be with what is. So many people I see in my one-on-one business mentoring, they want to be booked out with clients everywhere, customers everywhere, people signing up for this and that, more followers, more this. These are all lovely things. It's a great thing when our businesses flourish. It's a beautiful thing. I wish that for all high integrity businesses, for sure. But what about the process? What about divine will? What about divine will? What about learning how to carry our own essence before we have a waiting list a mile long? If you have a waiting list a mile long, but you aren't tending to your nervous system, all I say is, blessed be. May love be with you. Because it's really hard to hold that type of energy if we're not careful about our own presence in our business. It doesn't mean that people aren't signing up for your thing because you're not doing this or that. But that can be one thing, one reason. I'm not going to go into all the reasons. I'll do that in another capacity, in a different container where we can actually go deeper. To me, to be in business is to create a sacred entity with the divine and with your soul. And if you have a partner, a co-owner, a co-creator, or multiple, then it's their soul that's involved too. Your business is about you and it's also not about you. It's both. There's a line. If you are the one who runs your business, your energy matters. Your business will hold the essence of your energy. It's a very brave thing to look at your business with a true eye, a clear eye, to see what's not working, to see what wants to die, to see what is decaying, what wants to bloom and breathe and have space to exist without your personal will smothering what wants to just be. It can be a hard thing. The path of owning your intuition in business is not always easy. And I've said this many times on here. If it's easy all the time, it's probably not your intuition guiding you. Something else is. Your heart, your intuition will challenge you immensely if you own a business. You'll be asked to do things that feel downright frightening. But honestly, like, what's the other option? You know, what's the other option? I think to be an entrepreneur or a business owner of any kind is a courageous thing. There are so many unknowns. So many unknowns. Things can change overnight. I think giving more space for faith than our fear when we run a business, especially one that we deem sacred and soulful, is important. Forgetting that no one actually knows what they're doing is a really quick way to trick yourself into believing that you're not doing enough or you're not doing it the way you should, or whatever, insert whatever. It's so worthwhile to follow your heart. I share this from one business owner to another. My heart has brought me to some of the most beautiful experiences within my business. But it took a lot of fear to experience those things, you know? And it took a lot of faith. It took more faith than all that fear. Sometimes you have to like blindfold yourself and just jump. Honestly. Many times. I don't know how many times I have felt blindfolded jumping into the unknown, not knowing what I'm jumping into. But it's those moments that are worth everything. I don't regret any of them. I learned from every single one of them, even what other people would call failures, right? But are there ever actually failures in your business? I don't think so. I don't think so, because there's no failure in nature. There's no failure in the garden when there's love there. If the sunflower doesn't bloom, it's okay. The sunflower is teaching you where to put your energy and how to work with your energy with that entity, with the essence of the sunflower. You know? My friends reminded me how far I've came in my business recently, and it was a beautiful thing to be witnessed that way. I sometimes can get caught up in like, what's next? Where do I go? How do I do what I'm called to do, etc. You know, all these things. And I certainly can forget to enjoy the journey, to pause and reflect and celebrate how far I've come. You know, the dedication, the commitment, the true service I've put into this craft. I can forget that. I recently graduated from a training I've been working on since 2017. So, a long time. I'm like counting the years, like over 5 years, you know? It's been a hot minute. And I was told that I would have the opportunity to give a speech at the graduation. And I didn't plan anything. Like, some people had like these typed out long things and they're going around. I'm like, oh, geez, I didn't do any of that. when the microphone came my way, I just spontaneously shared a vision that I had that day of all the women who came before me. And how I wanted to and needed to honor them. That yes, sure, this training was about me, you know. I think part of my work too is in like honoring, like I said, the dedication, the commitment, the energy, the money, the service, like everything that I do pour into showing up in the ways that I do. But also, just like our business, your business is about you, it's also not about you. Both can be true. And although this training was about me, it also wasn't. I felt in that vision the weight of the essence, you could say, of all the women that came before me collectively. When I saw the vision of all the women before me. I saw women who couldn't have their own bank accounts, let alone their own businesses. And the chair that I was sitting in right before I gave my speech, I saw a flash of a vision of my chair turning into the bones and the blood of all the women from this earlier vision. I saw the ancestors who prayed for me, who wished for a better life somewhere down the line. I saw hearts and souls weaving together. And there I was. It was like looking at myself from outside of myself, living and breathing a life that people, the women, only dreamt of. When I graduated, I spoke for all the women who couldn't have a voice, who were told they couldn't teach, couldn't be educators. Their feelings didn't matter. Who were told that they couldn't shine their lights like a sunflower. And you know what? Your ancestors prayed for you too. You have women in your lineage who waited for you to get where you are right now. Your business is sacred. How you show up is sacred. The choices you make are holy. It is time to weave the sacred back into your life, to weave the holy into your business, to work with both the masculine structures that build strength and sustainability in your business. It's time to thread the feminine in to grow your business with the cycles of nature. It's time for feminism and women to stop trying to be like men in business, right? It's time for that. I think we can get there. I know that we can. We can. It's happening already. Sustainability lives with weaving the feminine into your business and not avoiding the masculine, not avoiding the structures that are needed. If you don't know how to manage your money, it's really hard to manage your business long-term in a sustainable way. It's time for us to work with our business in alignment with nature, with your own unique energy, your own unique constitution, your own unique life circumstances. It's time to shine like a fucking sunflower. To bloom so big and so bright, and to commit to what your heart tells you you must do. It's time to dedicate your life to something, to anything. It's time to go all in. It's time. You'll never get this moment back. You'll never get this moment back. You're listening to this right now for a very clear, specific reason. I don't know what that reason is. There's a lot of you out there, but somewhere inside of you, you know exactly why you are here. Not just listening to this podcast. Yeah, you know why. Somewhere inside of you, you know why. But you also know why you are here in this body at this time on this planet living this life. You are here with a purpose. What is it? The sunflower knows. Sunflower knows. If you forget, get the sunflower. Sit with the sunflowers. Let them talk to you. Let them teach you how to listen. You are here to do things. What are they? You're here to own your medicine. What is it? You're here to trust your intuition. Are you? I invite you with my arms, literally as I'm saying this, opening my arms wide, my hands wide, my heart open. I invite you to join me into a sacred, holy, dare I say, transformative experience called The Craft. It's a course that I created from learning how to run my business since 2016. All the things I wish I had running my business, not just in the beginning,
no,
throughout all of these years. It's the things that I feel like can really, it's not just about the masculine structures. Sure, there's going to be a lot of that in there, you know? I'll even share with you like everything I use in my business, everything. But it's also the energetics. It's a healing experience along with a business experience. It's, sure, an initiation of sorts. I just keep hearing that. I keep hearing that word as I'm saying this to you. I think it's really hard to not go through an initiation if you join me here in The Craft. It feels like we will be in council together. Because while I will be sharing everything in this course when it comes to weaving the feminine and the masculine into your business, you'll also have the opportunity to be in community with other women. My eyes immediately go to this bouquet of sunflowers I spoke to you about earlier. All the sunflowers shining so differently. They're different colors, they're different petals, they're different sizes and heights, widths and depths. It's important that if you run a really beautiful sacred business, to be surrounded by others who are also doing the same. That's one thing that I feel like I see a lot of women struggle with. Especially ones that work from home, you know, or they don't work in a space where there's all these other people who get them or understand their language. There will be this collective consciousness. I imagine everyone that signs up like a seed saying, yes, this is where I'm going to put my energy. This is where I'm going to put my essence right now. This, because my heart says so, because my heart is guiding me. I might not know why. I might not know exactly why, but I trust. Everyone is like a little seed planting themselves, not knowing maybe exactly what will bloom, what will come of it. But boy, will we create a massive, beautiful, sacred, magical, mystical secret garden together. My whole body, I feel like I'm surrounded by a body of water. I don't know how else to describe it, even though I'm not. I'm sitting in my office. And I feel the waters of my body activated as I speak to you this whole episode, but more specifically when I just shared The Craft with you. And I feel like in some way, maybe we will actually be working with our own sacred waters and programming the waters of our body to hold a different frequency so we can show up differently in our businesses, to clear out what needs to die, to welcome in new life, to hold steady to be really sure, to know your purpose, to move through your business with confidence, true confidence. Oof, I'm really excited. More details will certainly be coming soon. However, the waitlist is open and growing. This course will be pre-recorded, but there will be plenty of live sessions with me to integrate, to ask questions. And because of that, I will be keeping this round of the craft intimate and on the smaller side. So if you are interested at all, if your heart is like, yes, we want to know more, we need to be there, sign up for the waitlist. You'll receive the sign up first, and I'll leave the link right in the show notes for you. However, if you really prefer one-on-one support, or you're also wanting one-on-one support in addition to the course, you're welcome to join me for the really beautiful sacred vessel, we could call it, that is my business mentoring called Vision. Vision applications are actually open right now. I have room for two more at this time, two more people. So if you are interested in Vision, you can also find the link in my show notes as well. I'm so honored that you show up here, that we get to connect in this really cool way, and I can use my voice to just share where my heart guides me, and to have you listen and to be on the other side. I think it's such a beautiful thing. Like, there's so many places we could both be in the world, but in some capacity, our energies collide and they meet and they come together. And I invite you to just like take everything as it came through for you in this episode. There was a little nugget here, a little nugget there. Hold it close to your heart. Tend to your heart like a garden, you know? I send you so much love. I look forward to connecting with you outside of the podcast. You can always go to my website to read about what's coming. And just a side note, the Own Your Intuition retreat in Maine sold out quite a while ago. Some of you I cannot wait to see, and 2024 retreat will be coming soon. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, beloved. Thank you for being a part of the Own Your Intuition community. Be sure to subscribe to the show to stay up to date on all the fresh new episodes coming your way. If there was something you loved from today's podcast episode, please share it with your friends and your loved ones. You can tag me at @TheKellyRich on Instagram. Writing a review and sharing the podcast is a great way to practice reciprocity. I appreciate you sharing the love. I look forward to connecting with you very soon.